We're going to chat now about a condition that not many people in the UK know about. That's despite 10 million of us suffering from it. It's called Raynaud's. And here to tell me more is Sue Farrington, who's the chief exec of Scleroderma and Raynaud's UK, SRUK for short. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Barry.
So first of all then, Sue, what is Raynaud's disease?
Well, Raynaud's is as common as hay fever and arthritis in this country, but you might be forgiven for not appreciating that. We commissioned a poll of 2,000 people last year, and only 4% knew about Raynaud's and the symptoms, which is why it's great to have this opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. So what is Raynaud's? That's a really good question. It's where the blood supply to the extremities is affected. It's mostly the fingers and toes, but it can also be ears, nose, and occasionally the tongue. What happens is that the small blood vessels become oversensitive to changes in temperature, may be affected by stress, and they constrict, which reduces that flow of blood to your fingers and toes.
What signs then should we be looking out for?
So the symptoms or the signs for you to notice if you think you may have Raynaud's is your fingers and toes will feel extremely cold because the blood isn't getting through to them. You'll notice colour changes. Your hands, your fingers will go white with a sort of waxy appearance. For some people, it may be a blue, purplish tinge. And it will be very painful. You'll get tingling sensation and numbness. And then as the blood starts to come back, it will throb and your hands will be red. Now, for people who don't have Raynaud's, I think that can be quite difficult to comprehend just how painful and debilitating that can be. So the best way I can perhaps convey it is, if you imagine plunging your hand into an ice-cold pond, leaving it there for a few minutes, then taking it out and placing it on a red-hot radiator, those are the sort of sensations that somebody with Raynaud's will go through. And for some people, it will be several times a day, and for some people, it may last up to an hour, so that they get to the point where they simply don't know what to do with themselves.
Are some people more susceptible to this then than others?
Well, the critical thing is, unfortunately, we don't know what causes it. It's a mixture of genetics. So we have identified that it, in some families where parents, grandparents have had Raynaud's, you may be more likely to get it. But we don't know what the cause is. And so that's why, as an organisation, we're investing money in research so that we can help understand what causes it. And then we can hopefully help better manage it.
It sounds an absolutely horrendous condition, Sue. As bad as the pain is, though, and I don't say that lightly, can it lead any further? It's not life-threatening, is it?
Well, there are two types of Raynaud's. One is primary, which is mild and manageable, but we really would recommend that people don't ignore it and do take some simple steps to better manage it. Then there is a more severe form of Raynaud's, where the attacks last for longer and are more frequent. And you may start to see ulcers on your fingertips or on your toes.
Is that scleroderma?
Well, no, that's severe Raynaud's, but it can indicate that there's a more serious underlying condition. But I think the thing to really stress here is that Raynaud's is very common, and yet these underlying autoimmune conditions are far more rare. One of them is scleroderma, and scleroderma affects up to 12,000 people in the country. And for scleroderma, Raynaud's is often the first presenting symptom. When you get Raynaud's combined with sore, swollen fingers and acid reflux, those are the three symptoms that comes to our attention. We definitely recommend you go and see your GP.
Now, 10 million Brits suffer from this, yet everyone else seems to be in the dark. I've never heard of it. Obviously, the 10 million who have it know all about it. Why did the rest of us not, Sue?
Well, do you know, even of those 10 million, there's a high percentage that don't know about it.
Really?
We ran a clinic, a free mobile clinic, to help people identify whether they had Raynaud's or not. And of the over 600 people that attended, 25% had no idea what Raynaud's was or the fact that they'd got it. So it's really important that people know that they have it so they can manage it. But if they have it on a more severe level, then it's important that they get the support they need. There are treatments for severe Raynaud's, which can help improve the circulation. But if it is something which can be tested through a blood test that's more serious, such as scleroderma, it's really important that that diagnosis happens swiftly to get the right treatment.
What should people do then if they think they or others they know have this?
So if they have severe anodes and they have those other two conditions as well, such as the swollen, sore, puffy fingers and acid reflux, then we would definitely recommend you go and get a GP appointment.
Now, I mentioned at the start, February is Raynaud's Awareness Month. What have you got going on to highlight the phenomenon?
Well, the media is a fantastic way for us to get the message out. So through your show and others like it, this is a really key way that we can raise awareness. But we're also engaging our community. They're telling their stories. We've got a very simple poster, which we're putting up in GP surgeries and community centres, which shows a Raynaud's hand. And I think that's such a strong visual that people really identify with it. And then we can show people or indicate to people where they can go and get help. We've got a lot of information on our website, so we would encourage people to come and visit it at sruk.co.uk. And we've also got a very simple online test, 5 quick questions that you can answer yes or no. And once you've answered those, we will indicate whether you have Raynaud's, whether it's primary or secondary. And for each of those sections, there's a lot of further information and advice on what are the next steps that you should take.
Sue Farrington, Chief Executive of Raynaud's and Scleroderma UK, thank you very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.